Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Omega Leader Series show. We are live in studio this week again with best-selling author Lori Beth Jones leading our discussion. Welcome, Lori Beth.
Thank you, Shelley. It's great to be here.
It is great to be here, but I somehow feel like we're in Seattle instead of San Diego.
I know. It's raining. It's nice because it was pretty warm yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I love to talk about things that you have written about, Lori, in light of this topic, A Source of Light. What a great chapter here in this section of focus as we begin to drill out a little bit more on what it is to be an Omega Leader. We're looking at your book, Jesus Life Coach. Talk to us a little bit about your term here for light, a source of light. Talk to us about that.
Well, the topic or the title actually came from one of my mother's art books. In her library, she had, you've seen it, Shelley. I mean, she had hundreds of books about painting and magazines, and this particular book, which was one of the books I kept from her library, was How to Paint with Light. And in the course that I did take, one of the few art courses that I took, they said that it's always important to identify the source of light. It's one of the first things you do when you're about to paint a subject, because the light will move. And so if you start out painting an orange at 9 o'clock in the morning and then come at it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the light will have moved. So in order to keep something consistent, you always need to know where the light is coming from. And I thought, you know, that is really a good life, L-I-F-E lesson, because if we identify the source of light, you know, it's a good question. Where is the light in your life coming from?
Right. It's a powerful question.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess depending on who you might ask, you would get a different answer. Right.
And if people were honest, they might be surprised at the answers. You know,
what are some things that people have said to you, Lori, if you ask a question like that? What have you heard?
Well, you know, there's the phrase, oh, he's the light of my life. You know,
right.
In a romance, there's a lot of songs about that. So then what happens when you break up or, you know, something happens to the relationship? Well, the light in your life is gone. You know, so then now you're living in darkness.
Yeah.
I'm not laughing about that, but I'm just, it's kind of ironic because a friend of mine just sent me an email, and he said his wife has a cancer diagnosis, and they were both very frightened, and I told him I'd be in constant prayer, and that I had seen this embroidered stitching in a craft shop in some little town I was in, and it said, I don't need to fear the future because God is already there. And so when God is our source of light, then we have hope. No matter what happens, you know, we have hope. In the Jeremiah, I have plans for you, a hope to give you a future. So that's the light that is eternal. But so often we focus on status or bank accounts or celebrity or, you know, what our boss did or said. And so I think as we evaluate our individual life situations, it's like, well, where is the source of that light in your life? And Jesus said, I think, beware lest that source of light be darkness.
Yeah, powerful, powerful probing right there. You know, I jumped to a space of, you know, how would I answer that? First thing that came to my mind is how do I gather light? You know, sometimes it might be hard for us to see the light. You know, I'm thinking of situations, different situations, but sometimes people don't have clarity. You know, so how do we gather light? I mean, is it just going out and sitting in the sunlight? Is it, you know, the reflection off of some brilliant person's face? You know, how do we gather light? How would you answer that?
I think that, you know, as you were speaking, I started thinking of the fruits of the Spirit, and also the love passage in Corinthians, which have been recited so often it can seem like a cliche, but light, if you substitute the word light for love, you know, light is patient, it is kind, it endures all things, it hopes all things, it believes all things, it never fails. And then the fruits of the Spirit of love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, goodness, self-control, do you put yourself in that frame of mind? Do you listen to that on the radio? Do you hang out with people who are like that? Or do you need to be constantly entertained so that you can be framed into darkness, I think.
Wow. Well, there's a huge contrast between light and dark. I think that's easy to sometimes see and grapple with in a visual way. But I'm not always so sure that we grapple with it in an emotional way or a cognitive way. Your comment in the book, there's nothing more terrifying than a blank piece of paper in art class, as in life. You know, that is so true on many levels. But, you know, I wonder if the blank paper, you know, were different colors, you know, what we would see. You know, sometimes we live in such a black and white space. You know, you're either for or against me. You're either in or out. You're either, you know, successful or poor. You know, we live in such extremes sometimes that I wonder how we are missing the light around us.
I think it's distractions. I mean, I think we're easily distracted, and I think that we also need to be constantly entertained. I was reading yesterday that in North Korea, I believe it's North Korea, maybe South Korea, some Korean country has developed a technology where they can really make movie theaters even more realistic. They're calling it 4D. So when you're sitting in the movie theater, if there's an earthquake on the screen, the chair will rattle. And if you are sitting by the ocean, they will actually have misters that come and spray you in the face. And if you go into a bakery, then you're going to be injected, you know, with the scent of a cake or whatever. And I started thinking, wow, all this technology and this 2D, 3D, 4D, and, you know, you might end up in your own life.
Right.
You really can walk on a real beach, and you really can have drama going on around you, and you really do get to choose how you live your life. And so it was just kind of an amusing thought for me.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm in a space right now for this call. I just left a meeting with a company, and I'm in my car taking this call with you. And across the street is a guy who was in a wheelchair. And first he got in the car, and then, you know, the door was kind of blocking my view, but I could see he has now taken every piece of that wheelchair apart, the wheels, the seat, the frame, and he's getting ready to drive away. And, you know, it's a powerful image of, I think, what we're talking about. You know, no matter what our situation is, you talk about in the book, knowing where the light is coming from will affect every aspect of life. You know, and for some people that were in this condition of the person that just got in the car, that could be a total darkness, total inhibited to ever leave their home because they're in a wheelchair, they can't walk,
right.
They're paralyzed,
right.
They can't drive. Whereas another person would see that as, well, here's my challenge for right now. And I think, you know, ultimately in the book, you know, I believe towards the end of this chapter, you're talking about how, you know, I'm reminded that God is my source of light. You know, that's my choice is to look at that light and let God speak to me in light. So that when these challenges, when these distractions, as you said, when these spaces in time and space get dark or go dark, I have light. I mean, it's such a powerful word today, you know, from this book. You know, we're talking about a book titled Jesus, Your Life Coach. What a greater, I mean, what is greater, you know, than having a coach, you know, you know, who is the source of light. Sometimes it's hard for me, Lori, to get my head around folks, with folks that don't see light in that way. Does that make sense?
Right.
I mean, I get where they're coming from, but I don't always, my mind doesn't always get around it.
Well, and I think that, you know, Jesus is such a good role model for that because, you know, the people who were actually killing him, he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And it could be that those people were really blind. You know, they were following orders or whatever it was. And yet there were some people that he really didn't want to have anything to do with, the scribes and the Pharisees, because they claimed to have light, and yet they were blind. And they wanted to make the world blind so that they could be the ones that saw.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting to think about, you know, the sense of choice, that we do have a choice on how we live and how we, the thoughts that we allow into our mind and the
mm-hmm.
visuals, you know, the visuals that we put ourselves in and around. There's no greater choice than that, than controlling your own environment as soon as you can.
Yeah, and you talk about that too in the chapter. You said, probably the fundamental source of any human condition can be traced back to this one question: where is the source of light?
Mm.
Wow. You know, whatever situation that we're finding ourselves in, you know, just stopping and asking that powerful question: where is the source of light? You know, did it move in the last 30 minutes? And we missed it. You know, it's just a great question. Great question. Where is the source of
life? Yeah. And I think Job, you know, which originally was one of the first stories recorded in the Bible, or one of the first ones of all time, I guess. You're more of a Bible scholar than I am. But he dealt with that question when he lost everything. You know, the whole story of Job is really, where is the source of light?
Mm-hmm.
When everything around you has gone dark. And he refused to let the darkness win.
Right, right. Yeah, that's one story that you know, you wonder, wow. Like you never want that experience, right?
Right. No, we do not. We do
wow.
not.
Wow. We don't have time to talk about this other story embedded in this chapter about the foster child, you know, getting placed in this other situation of kind of a darkness space. But maybe some other time we can drill out on that. But do you recall that story, what I'm talking about, in the foster family?
No.
Okay. Well, we'll come back to that some other time, but it was kind of interestingly placed in the chapter. One of your questions at the very end of this chapter where is there emotional pain or confusion in your life today? Maybe just speak to us a little bit on that, Lori, as we're ending here for the listening audience.
Yeah, and I just want to clarify that maybe one reason why I cannot remember this particular story about the foster child is because we are doing work through America's Christian Credit Union with the adoption, and now we're looking at doing some stuff with City of Grace regarding foster care programs. So the foster, you know, there's so many foster stories in my mind.
Sorry about that.
But I couldn't. Yeah, that's all right. The source of light, that love is joy, light is joy, peace, kindness, gentleness, self-control. Everything good comes from God, and God is everything good. And that's the light that we need to remember. And to, you know, cells are light-seeking organisms. I watch the cut flowers, even cut flowers that I have, tulips or sunflowers that I might put in a vase. They will still follow the light, even when they've been cut off at their supposed source. And I think that should be true of us, too.
Wow. Well said, very well said. Well, thank you again for your thoughts this week. Thank you for this book, Jesus Life Coach. What a powerful, powerful way to communicate Jesus as a coach. So we look forward to sharing more of this with you and with those that are listening. And thank you so much for your time again today, Lori Beth.
Thank you, Shelley, and I dedicate this show to my mom.
Very well.
That's what she's doing now, full time.
There you go. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shelley. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.